Dubose. I was going to say, as we welcome City Public Works Director Richard Johnson, but it is
City Engineer.
City Engineer. Now, that's been a change at some point recently.
That is correct, with the new budget year, yes.
Okay, wonderful. And does that change your capacity and your job description?
It does. We've just gotten to the size of a city that we've got, as you know, so many capital projects going on, that whether it be utility-related, infrastructure-related, or something neat like an Arts Alley project, is that the mayor and the council came to the conclusion that they needed to have a department, it's a small department, me and a few other folks, that are just working with all of the operational departments on their capital needs, their capital projects, and the programming and management of those projects. So I'm doing the things that I really, really enjoy to do. I still live in public works, but George Ladd got promoted to public works director, so he gets the day-to-day,
right,
with sanitation and streets and horticulture and mechanical maintenance, building maintenance, and I'm supporting all the operational departments in their capital project needs.
Because every project has to hire an engineering firm, so you kind of supervise and oversee that.
Correct, and help with the project management, mm-hmm, as well as, believe it or not, here in the city, probably about 25% of our public works projects we design in-house, so we don't even hire a consulting engineer. So all of our resurfacing we manage in-house. Many of our smaller drainage projects we design and manage in-house, mm-hmm, and we're trying to do more of that, because even though consultant engineers are very, very important to the city and the big projects, in the smaller ones we can get more roads paved by self-performing, handle small drainage projects much more efficiently and things of that nature. So, and I enjoy that. That's my educational background, and I found out that I was apparently pretty decent as a manager, but some parts of that you don't miss.
Exactly. Yeah, you're getting to do what you love.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
And I pulled you across the street from the Arts Alley project because the ribbon cutting is still on for 10 o'clock this morning.
10 o'clock this morning, yes, ma'am.
And tell us about that project. There's a lot underground and on the surface, more than just the artwork. It's been an ongoing, 6-8 months process. Tell us about it.
Yes, ma'am. Every bit of that. You know, really, you got to go back a little bit in history. As far back as 2012, the city had several consultants come in and look at our downtown area about usability, walkability, invitability. How do we accommodate the ever-growing tourist industry that we have? And the biggest thing that was identified in that study was you have this wonderful free public parking garage that no one is using because, one, it's uninviting, it is unknown, it is hidden in the middle of a central block in the business district, and it's not pedestrian friendly, it's not necessarily user friendly as far as directional signage. And you know, that consultant really said that one of the best things you could do to help with parking and providing for tourism is to enhance that facility and make it inviting and make it kind of a hub so that folks could come in, park, and walk the city and enjoy all of the amenities, the businesses, and things of that nature.
And make the garage represent the city.
Yes.
Instead of this dark, concrete, dingy thing.
And so as early as 2014, our local MPO provided some planning funding to look at what could be done. So really, for 10 years, this project has been in some form or fashion. And at the end of the day, a lot of the dollars that paid for this project came through the Federal Transit Authority, because the MPO, our local metropolitan planning organization, gets direct transit dollars. And the whole goal was for if there was tour buses coming from the Grand Hotel or anywhere else, this would be a point of where you would load and unload, and we would be able to have signage and walkways and that could direct you anywhere in the city to enjoy a day of tourism, mm-hmm, and visiting. And so this project has literally been a long time coming, and it and during the planning process and working with all the stakeholders, the a big important thing was that we're a city of creative people, and so Arts Alley was a name that was through a contest was selected, and between all different stakeholders, single tax, the art component came very very important to this project, from an aesthetic to invite people in, to make them feel safe. And you know, it is really, really neat, because as a civil engineer, patron of the arts is normally not a part of a project, but this is a big part of this project. And there's three murals and three sculptures, and even the students who painted the power transformers added art to the Arts Alley. So today, we after really 10 years, we are cutting the ribbon, and it really... I was walking with a gentleman just earlier. I said, it's a shame you never got to spend time in this alley before, because he came into the project only a year ago, so he never saw what we started with. And he said, well, I hope you have a lot of pictures. And I said, I do. One
yeah,
day
show him I'll some sit before you down pictures.
Because it is a dramatic change. You know, one of the target goals was, would you want your mother walking through here at night? And so we wanted to make sure the lighting, the ambiance, the appearance made people feel safe and welcome, and I think we've achieved that goal.
You've got first-class restroom facilities. And isn't the Bratz bus, isn't that still going to be a stop for them?
That is correct. Okay. That will be a point of a pick-up and drop-off. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's the whole goal, is that there will be you know, Bratz is ever-changing, and they're moving more to almost like an Uber model, but still doesn't change that if somebody wants to come spend the day in Fairhope, that would be the point that they would drop off and be picked up. So,
and also the city shuttle.
Yes.
But was it my understanding too, one reason the project took so long was because there were underground drainage things to be done to tie in to the new underground pipes and drainage here on Church Street?
That is correct. The whole parking structure literally drained to the surface of the old alley, and that caused a lot of issues with the neighboring businesses. Some of them would have spot flooding when we had rains like we did last night. So now all of that is underground. Every bit of the utilities have been replaced, so all of those customers along that alley have new water, new sewer, new gas. So yes, a lot of that time and expense were things that you can't see from the surface.
I could see it because it's outside my window.
Yes.
Here at 9 North Church
and
Street.
Yeah. You know, most of the hard surfaces within the alley are a paver system that sits on gravel beds that have under drains. So not only is it a beautiful surface, but it is an environmentally friendly surface, meaning we're capturing that rainwater, it's percolating through the sub base, and then finally going into drain tiles and into the drainage system. So we're getting water treatment, and we're getting capture of water instead of just runoff.
That's good to know, but it wasn't without its challenges, because at least once, if not twice, there was a cave-in issue, a support issue.
Well, yes, it turned out there was an old sewer line that was abandoned that we didn't know about, that was pulling material into it, but that has been found and addressed. But that, you know, this project, even though we didn't find anything of what the archaeologists would call a significant historical value, we found a lot of old infrastructure that had gone by the wayside that had to be addressed. So.
I forgot the project had to be paused while literally an archaeologist came and supervised to make sure there was nothing of significance, correct?
That is correct. Part of the federal requirement is that we had to have a Secretary of the Interior approved archaeologist on site every time there was any digging.
It's just started raining again. We're going to cross our fingers and hope for no rain at 10 a.m. We might delay. What do you think at this point?
Well, we have the wonderful lower level of the parking deck, which is undercover, that if we have to move into, we have that as plan B. But no,
okay.
We're going ahead at 10 o'clock because this has been too long time in coming.
Now,
so.
I've been watching the entrance archway sculptures be installed this week, the seahorses and the neat lighting structure by the seahorses from Bruce Larson. Tell us about the lights and the whole piece, and he had to build feet or mounts for them to go on and everything.
Well, it's Bruce, of course, is the sculptor of record of the three sculptures that are there on site. They're all seahorse themed. I think all of your listeners know and seen Bruce's work. It is really phenomenal. And, you know, part of his goal on the entrance gateway was to have some lighting features. So they are LEDs that have controllers, and they can change colors. And right now they're out there cycling through different colors. And it was a real cooperative effort. The Fairhope Single Tax commissioned the artwork, so we really thank them as partners. And Public Works built the bases and pilasters that the artwork sits on. And it has really been one of those enjoyable projects, just a sub project within a bigger project. But Bruce is a gifted and talented artist and a wonderful person to work with.
And let's not forget about Hannah
Legg
who
is our mural painter.
Murals. She did a great job. Down to the wire. I saw her working. Was it last night or the
yes,
night before?
She took the challenge. I don't think we got her contracted until May 1 to do the entrance mural.
The rest of it,
there
yeah.
at between the Hampton Inn and Master Joe's, and she made it her personal mission that she was going to be finished before ribbon cutting. And you appreciate people who jump on board and do what they do. And she is again another talented artist who has just an incredible work ethic. And the murals I love. They're just all three of them are fantastic.
We encourage everybody, if you can't make it this morning, anytime over the weekend or in the near future, because you want to see it at night too when it's lit up. So maybe over Mother's Day weekend, get the family out and take a walk through downtown and check out the new Arts Alley. Thank you so much, Richard.
Thank you.
Richard Johnson, the city engineer, joining us last minute. I appreciate your time. It is now 8:32 and 7.